Hello, this is Lincoln reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, August 14th, 2025. And top of the page we have Iroquois County Board sends solar company conditional use request back to zoning board by Carla Waters, managing editor. The Iroquois County Board approved a resolution to send a solar company's conditional use request back to the Zoning Board of Appeals. At the August 12th meeting, the board approved the resolution to do that for the Lewis Creek Solar, LLC, in a subsidiary of Allium Renewable Energy. Conditional use permit application and variance request. The project is 2 miles north of Buckley. Public hearings on the request for July 22nd and July 29th with the Iroquois County ZBA. The resolution approved August 12th by the county board remands the applications back to the ZBA for further evidence on 4 issues. The first is surface and subsurface drainage of the site, including but not limited to identification of panels and numbers of acres drains to any of the project's participating parcels. The identification of parcels and numbers of acres draining to the project's participating parcels through the subsurface draining features, including drain tiles. Identification of parcels and number of acres drained by the surface drainage of any of the project's participating parcels. Identification of drain tile within the proposed battery energy storage system and potential alternate locations. Current elevation of the proposed battery energy storage system and the potential drainage impacts of the project and potential design alternatives to mitigate or eliminate drainage impacts. The county is also seeking additional information about specific materials planned to be used for the chain link visual barrier instead of a living vegetative buffer. The county would also like more information about the specific component manufacturers of the solar panels, tracking the system and battery storage, racking system and battery storage system. The county would also like any other matters that reasonably relate to items 1 through 3. In the August 5th Tax and Zoning Committee minutes read by Board Member Doug Geiger at the August 12th meeting, it was noted that the committee that day discussed the Lewis Creek Solar LLC's application for a conditional use permit to construct and operate a 50-megawatt AC commercial solar energy facility and 10-megawatt AC of battery energy storage system. Geiger read, Andrew Kite with Heil Royster explained the application has gone through the Zoning Board of Appeals process of a public hearing and the ZBA had a few concerns they would like investigated further. These concerns include the battery storage portion and what manufacturer they plan to use. Also, the design of the solar panels and manufacturer hasn't been determined. More importantly, there was an issue that came up with drainage on the site. This particular parcel drains approximately 1,000 acres from the surrounding parcels and where the battery storage portion is located. Kite said the ZBA recommended approval subject to their conditions. The county board can approve the application as is, approve the application subject to conditions, deny the application, or send the application back to the ZBA. Kite recommended the application be sent back to the ZBA. It was moved by Doug Geiger and seconded by Hughes to recommend to the County Board that they send the Lewis Creek Solar Conditional Use application back to the Zoning Board of Appeals with specific instructions on what to evaluate. A roll call vote was taken. Motion carried. In regards to the Lewis Creek Solar LLC's variance request to allow for an alternative to the living buffer requirement of the Commercial Solar Energy Facility Ordinance, Kite said this will also go back to the ZBA. In the August 12 meeting, Kite said probably the only reason to go back to the zoning board is to vet out this drainage issue at the site. There is a drainage district there. It is an older drainage district. There is a very large drain tile that runs underneath that property. Some of this came up at the hearing. It's difficult to vet all that when we don't have enough lead time to address it. It gives us an opportunity to work with our county's engineer. They are a third-party engineer to develop what the game plan would be, whether it is appropriate and can work there, and to address the drainage on that site to make it work. He said the other issues are important also. The project is 350 acres, he said, with a portion of that being battery storage. Geiger said the drainage district was established in 1926 and was never on the board's rolls. It is a mutual district where no taxing money usually goes toward it, and the district taking care of the repairs as needed. He said they have been included in discussions to make sure everyone is informed. In a similar matter, the county, August 12th, approved the resolution to allow a zoning text amendment to allow temporary meteorological towers as a permitted use in agricultural districts in Iroquois County. Geiger read from the August 5th minutes. Discussion was held on deeming the Commerce Street Solar's conditional use permit complete. Kite reported the application was received in the Planning and Zoning Office and forwarded to Scott Drabicki with Clark Dietz for review. Drabicki did note a few items that needed addressed, and correspondence was sent to Commerce Street Solar. All items have been addressed, and Kite said the application is complete and ready for public hearing. Geiger discussed the applications being received and requested the applicants include page numbers going forward. It was moved by McGinnis and seconded by Whitlow to accept the conditional use application from Commerce Street Solar. A roll call vote was taken. Motion carried. Kite believes the public hearing can include the Lewis Creek Solar LLC recommendations as well as Commerce Street Solar. The committee discussed holding a public hearing on amendments to the zoning ordinance to allow temporary meteorological towers as a permitted use in agricultural districts. Kite recommended the committee and send a resolution for the temporary meteorological towers as a permitted use. It was moved by McGinnis and seconded by Whitlow to amend our zoning ordinance to allow a temporary meteorological tower as a permitted use in agricultural districts, subject to the Zoning Board of Appeals process and language. A roll call vote was taken. Motion carried. The board approved the resolution for the meteorological towers, August 12th. Watsika Family Festival to run August 21st to 23rd by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. It is almost time for the Watsika Family Festival. The committee has been working all year to bring the three-day event to life. The festival will be August 21st to 23rd at Legion Park in Watsika. Friday and Saturday events will include big concerts, Heartless, a Heart tribute band, will open for Revel in Red, who performed at the festival a couple of years ago to rave reviews on August 22nd. Heartless takes the stage at 7:30 and Revel in Red goes on at 9 p.m. On August 23rd, the big concert includes a night of country music with Neil McCoy opening for Sarah Evans. McCoy takes the stage at 7:30 p.m. and Evans goes on at 9 p.m. In between, there will be the presentation of colors ceremony. As if that isn't enough entertainment, the festival offers 3 days of a variety of activities. August 21st begins with the FFA Pork Chop Sandwich Sale and the Family Feud Game. The Beer Garden opens at 4 p.m., the FFA Sandwich Sale begins at 5 p.m., and the Family Feud Game starts at 6:30 p.m. August 22nd opens with food vendors at 4 p.m. The American Legion Fish Fry starts at 5 p.m. The Tailgate Treasures Craft Show will be from 4 to 7 p.m. Weather on the Road will be at 5 p.m. and the Trinity Scarecrow Contest will be at 5 p.m. Gibson Area Hospital is providing the Kids Zone for Friday and Saturday of the festival. It will run from 4 to 9 p.m. August 22nd and 10 to 9 p.m. on August 23rd. There will be lots of games for people to take part in, as well with a video gaming trailer and laser tag provided from 4 to 8 p.m. On August 22nd, concert gates open at 5 p.m., as does the Beer Garden. There will be a margarita bar and a cigar bar in the concert area. After the Heartless and Revel in Red concerts, Buddha Bros Sound Solution will provide more entertainment until the festival night ends. Those who are barbecue aficionados will not want to miss the Smoke on the Water Barbecue Contest. It runs from 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. August 23rd. The Farmers Market will be in Legion Park from 7 a.m. to noon August 23rd. The Kiwanis Club will be serving breakfast from 7 to 10 a.m. The 5K Color Run will begin at 8 a.m. with the Kids Dash set for 7:45 a.m. The Legion Opening Ceremony will be at 9 a.m. Tailgate Treasures Craft Show will be open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. A baby contest is planned for 10:30 a.m. The popular Police and Fire Kids Water Fight will begin at 11 a.m. The Chamber-Legion Bags Tournament will be at 11 a.m. August 23rd. Food vendors will be open starting at 11 a.m. Car enthusiasts will be able to enjoy the car show from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tea with a Princess will be from noon to 2 p.m. A petting zoo is offered from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Touch a Truck will run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The video gaming trailer and laser tag will be from noon to 8 p.m. A free swim and bubble machine is planned from noon to 6 p.m. A magic show is planned 3 times on August 23rd, noon, 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. The reptile show is from 1 to 4 p.m. The concert area on August 23rd opens at 5 p.m., with the beer garden running from 11:45 p.m. The margarita bar and cigar bar will also be in that area. After Neil McCoy and Sarah Evans' performances, Buddha Bros Sound Solution will again provide after-concert entertainment. As of press time, tickets are still available for the concerts. More information can be found at WatsikaFamilyFest.com. Birth to Five Illinois makes presentation to County by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. The Iroquois County Board heard about Birth to Five Illinois at the August 12th meeting. Liz Gibson, Regional Council Manager for Region 32 of Birth to Five, Illinois, spoke to the board members about the agency. We are here to take a couple of minutes to continue to bring awareness of the work that Birth to Five Illinois is doing, particularly in Iroquois County. For those of you who might not be aware of our work, we have been working for the last 3 years in the community to bring awareness to our mission and our vision. Our mission here at Birth to Five Illinois is to create a statewide regional infrastructure that will amplify input from communities in the developmental policies and funding priorities. We support the mobilization of communities to build and sustain equitable access to inclusive, high-quality, early childhood services for all children in the state of Illinois. But for our region, we really focus on the local needs of Iroquois County. Our vision is to reimagine a more equitable early childhood education and care system that respects family voice and community voice and works hard to ensure that it is centered and prioritized in all that we are doing. She and her team distributed information to the board with a timeline of what has been done in the last 3 years and also information to audience members. We want to pay particular attention to our current recommendations, she said. She asked that people go to the website where more information is available. Through our data and research, we worked hard with our community members to find out what the needs are because we are working to put local solutions in place through supportive community stakeholders such as yourself. Currently, we are working on 3 different areas. 2 are centered on early childhood and 1 is focused on the behavior and mental wellness of our communities. Our first goal was to establish a centralized community network for early childhood information, referrals, and resources, and we've done a great job of putting local supports in place to make that a success. Our second goal was to provide mental health wrap around supports and services for children, for workforce and professionals in Iroquois and Kankakee counties. We've been working hard to ensure trainings and workshops in that area. And more recently, we've been working to provide mental and wellness solutions for parents of children ages 8 and younger, as well as the professionals, because we know this field is a very difficult field, and we know the needs of our children are more difficult. Then, as of last week, our office, which is actually one of 39 offices all across the state, has been tasked with to add a 4th recommendation, again focusing on the mental and behavioral health wellness of our communities and how we can increase awareness. That's why we are here today, because we need your help, Gibson said. We need to know what's available in Iroquois County. We need to work to make sure that we are getting that information out to our families and to our workforce, because the children, they are our future. Whether you work with children directly or don't work with children, we are all impacted by children. If you have staff that you employ, they have children, and their children have daycare and daycare needs. If you work in the community, the children that are in the school system right now will be your future employers, or being the ones taking care of you as your health journey continues in the future. Gibson said, "There are so many things that are happening, and we just want to make sure you are aware of what we are doing, can be invested in our work, and be a supporting community partner." She said those who want more information and invited board members to visit them or contact them. We have a lot of work ahead of us, and we can't do it without your support and your health. More information can be found at birth2fiveil.com, Region 32. Community Action makes reports to Iroquois County Board by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. East Central Illinois Community Action Agency gave a report to the Iroquois County Board August 12th. Odette Hyatt Watson, Chief Executive Officer, spoke to the board about the work of her agency. "We serve Iroquois County, Ford County, and Vermilion County," she said. She distributed the newsletter saying that each month they report what the activities are, services provided, and number of individuals served. "Our agency provides services to families that are income eligible with programs such as weatherization. In the weatherization program, we implement through architectural contractors, through mechanical contractors, or HVAC individuals, weatherization measures to make the home more energy efficient. Our purpose is to get those homes' power bills a little bit lower and working a little bit more efficiently. We also provide the Community Services Block Grant Program. All of these programs have to be based on income eligibility, where we provide rental assistance, car repair assistance for families that are employed, and other services to help our families to be more self-sufficient and help them through crises. We also work with FEMA whenever there are natural disasters. We go to those assemblies to make sure we help families that are in need. We also provide low-income energy bill assistance for water and utilities. Hyatt Watson said they serve many families in Iroquois County, and our goal is to ensure that whenever we provide assistance, that we provide also the needed resources for them to in turn become community contributors and positive contributors to the well-being of the county. She said the agency's board has representatives from Ford and Vermilion counties, but are looking for someone on the county board to be representative on their board. The Iroquois County office, she said, has been moved from Gilman to Watseka so that we are closer to a larger population that is in need. However, we continue on a monthly basis to do community outreach to ensure that we serve all communities within Iroquois County. The agency can be contacted 815-707-5001. Office hours are 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information can be found at comaction.org. Illinois State Police remind motorists about school bus school zone safety. Dateline Springfield. The Illinois State Police is reminding motorists about school zone speed laws and sharing the road safely with buses as schools around the state prepare to open their doors for the new academic year. According to information provided, Illinois State Police reminds motorists they are required to slow down in school zones. Posted school zones have a speed limit of 20 miles per hour and are in effect from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on school days when children are present. Driving while talking or texting on a handheld cellular device is strictly prohibited, and fines are increased within a school zone. Adults are encouraged to promote safe walking habits with their children, including using sidewalks, crossing the street at designated crosswalks, and not walking in between cars. The majority of students transported by bus to and from school are injured or killed while outside the bus. Most children injured in the area around the bus, often called the danger zone, are struck by motorists who fail to stop for the flashing red lights and extended stop arm. Motorists approaching a stopped school bus with its visual signals activated, lights, and extended stop arm must stop their vehicle at least 20 feet before reaching the school bus. When a school bus stops on a two-lane roadway and uses its visual signals, Vehicles in both directions must stop until the school bus turns off its visual signals. When the school bus stops and uses its visual signals on a one-way roadway, regardless of the number of lanes of traffic, all traffic must stop. When the school bus stops on a four or more lane roadway, with at least two lanes of traffic traveling in the opposite direction, only those traveling in the same direction as a school bus must stop. State law requires school buses to stop for railroad crossings. If you are approaching a stopped school bus at a railroad crossing from the opposite direction, you may proceed past with caution. If you are approaching from the rear in the same direction as the bus and are within 100 feet from the railroad crossing, the law prohibits driving over the center line to pass the bus. A first-time violation for failing to stop for a school bus unloading or loading while their lights are activated and stop arm extended can result in a mandatory $300 fine and a 3-month suspension of driving privileges. For additional information concerning the safe interaction with school buses in traffic, visit the ISP website Traffic Safety Brochures page, where you can find the school bus safety brochure. Police continue searching for Gibson City man after shooting of two officers in Ford County. Dateline Gibson City. The Illinois State Police Division of Criminal Investigation Zone 5 continues its search for 70-year-old David Jordan, wanted in connection with a shooting that injured two police officers in Gibson City, Ford County. According to information from Illinois State Police, at 2:31 a.m. August 9th, officers from the Gibson City Police Department and Ford County Sheriff's Department responded to the 100 block of Ash Street in Gibson City for the report of a naked man, later identified as Jordan, while attempting to make contact with Jordan at his residence. A GCPD and a FCSD were both struck by gunfire. The Gibson City Police Department and Ford County Sheriff's Deputy officers did not fire their weapons. ISP requests that people and businesses in the area check their camera footage from the time of the incident to now and report any potential footage of Jordan by calling their local police or by submitting a tip on ISP's Crime Tip website. Jordan should be considered armed and dangerous, and the public is asked not to approach him, but instead call 911. In Gilman, area residents showcase talents of Old Boys and Girls Reunion by Jordan Crook. The Old Boys and Girls talent show had a great turnout Thursday in Gilman. Audience members packed the tent to watch more than 20 musical performances, youths and adults, Thursday. Contestants are listed below. Griffin and Caleb Johnson, Hot Air Balloon, Mae Heaton, William Tell Overture, Molly Cheney, Speechless, Colby Schoeffler, I Know Things, Isaac Heaton, His Dark Materials, Briley Dietz and Sidney Hasse, What Is This Feeling, Haley Nitsche, The Challenge, Lily Cheney, Into the Unknown, Ava Cobb, Jumpin', Addison Dietz, Wondering, Kinsey Keller, House of the Rising Sun, Abby Tyndall, Flowers, Curtis McCoy, Panama, Carrie Rossi, Lover, Please Stay, Lexi Williams, Arno's Waltz, Amelia Hodel and Lexi Williams, Fantasia in F Minor, Kristen Emerson, Landslide, Julia Higleman, Hurt, Sophie Tameri, and Kinsey Keller, Ready for It. This has been Lincoln with the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, August 14th, 2025. Have a fabulous day.